podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face.
Okay.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, it's podcast time. You didn't think I'd ever do this again. You all thought he was down and out. After last week, you thought you'd never see him again, but he's back.
Dude, if I got a wrestling announcer for all of my fucking podcasts, if that's the way we started it,
get ready to listen to a guy ramble for a while.
Get your hands together and get ready to fucking listen to this guy talk about shit for a while.
That'd be awesome, dude. We got the fucking TV going. We got Fox and the Hound playing on the TV. Best fucking movie ever, dude. It's so sad. Can you see this shit behind me, too? I got some DVDs behind me. It might be too... Is it glary? I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, this one's definitely glaring. And that's even worse. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to leave it. I should have checked before, but hey, here's the thing. I'm bad at what I do. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's episode 213 of the podcast. A very, really good podcast. Before we hop in, let you guys know, we got the Patreon. It's going strong. It is crushing. We're breaking records, man. Okay, that's not true, but maybe it is, you know? I think we're breaking record for, like, chillest, most goated Patreon community out there. So if you want to support the Patreon, go to patreon.com/very, really good. There's like 40, how many? 20, 40 bonus episodes on there right now? I don't know. There's a lot. Okay. So, and you immediately get access to all of those when you become a patron. And, yeah, man, those are fun. Those are more chill. You know, I did like a whole fucking like 45 minute, like Q&A thing last time. Is this plane always this close to me?
I don't know if it is.
Can you get out of my fucking zone? Can you fucking give me some space, bro? Back the fuck up. You know what I mean, dude? Fucking, who do you know here? Plant? Motherfuckers always wanting sunlight and fucking water. That's because I have water, right? Because I have this? It's a fake plant. Today was fucking, man, dude, today was busy, dude. I'm scripting a video that I'm really excited about to actually get going on, but it's very daunting. The script writing process is very daunting. Because it's a lot. It's a lot to digest and put onto a Word doc and turn into a script. And it's a big undertaking. So I have new main channel video won't be coming out for like a few weeks, but just know that I'm working on it, okay? I'm always working. Dude, here's the thing. No matter how long it takes for me to upload a video, don't worry. If the thought ever crosses your mind to tweet at me or send me a message, be like, yo, you should upload a video. Where's a new video? Hey, don't worry. I'm thinking the same thing. I've been thinking the same thing ever since the second after I uploaded my last one. I go, okay, well, fuck. And I'm stressed about that. And I'm scripting and I'm researching and I'm filming and I'm editing all the time, okay? So, it's coming, all right? Dude, it's just so... I mean, I get it. It's so great. It is such a good problem to have for people to be like, I like what you do and I want to see more of it. But in my head, I don't register it as that. I see that and I'm like, come on! Do this generation have no patience anymore, dude? I scripted a little bit today and then, ran some errands and then did a photo shoot in this studio a couple hours ago for my brand new merch. It's whatever, dude. It looks fucking awesome. I think it's the best merch we've ever done. The quality is insane. We got these like vintage style t-shirts, dude. They're shit that I'd wear all the fucking time, dude. I'm just so hyped on it. It's the best merch we've ever done. It is the best merch we've ever done. Also, the merch for Australia, the tour merch, it's the best tour merch we've ever done, like by far. And I'm so excited for everyone to see it at the shows and grab it and stuff. Speaking of shows, shout out everybody who came to Montreal, just in Montreal. We did a one-off show. Yeah, it was fun. I do want to apologize, though, for everybody. there was like a mix-up, I guess, with the venue and stuff. Like, shit got, wires got fucking crossed, I guess. And a bunch of people had to, like, stand in the venue. And that's like, I never want that. I'm never like, yeah, just make them stand back there. A dude is standing for a stand-up. Like, I'm the one that's supposed to be doing stand-up, you know? I stand up. Everyone else is fucking sits down. You know, they park it, and they're comfortable, and they sit, and they watch, and they laugh, hopefully, right? You know, that's what I want for people. So I apologize to 100 people who had to, like, stand at the back of the venue. It was pretty daunting, too, walking out on stage and seeing, like, a mob of people just standing, being like, all right, make us laugh or else, you know? But no, the show was great. Montreal was fucking awesome. Had a great show. It was awesome, man. Drive was shitty as fuck. Dude, it took fucking 5 hours. Dude, it was like 7 hours of driving. Would have been 5 hours, but once you got into Toronto, just fucking traffic. And God, if there's one thing that just, I'm usually a pretty patient guy, but if there's a day where I'm driving, man, zero. And it bleeds into my regular day life too. I'm like, if I'm in a car for like an hour or more, I'm irritable as fuck because everyone's so fucking stupid because I just want to go. You know what I mean? That's one thing about me. I just want to drive. Fuck people being like, what? Just people suck at fucking driving, okay? I've said this before. No one else can drive but me, okay? I'm the only person who knows how to drive, okay? So I fucking, and it's like, I'll be at home now and be like, hey, done driving now. And then it's like, something will just fall over. Like, I'll drop my PS5 controller. I'll be like, oh, come on! What else? You know? Could my life be any shittier? You know what I mean? Hit my chin on the mic. Hope that sounded good for you guys. What else have I been up to? Dude, all right. I did something crazy, dude. Hold on. Let me get a swig of this. Hold on. I did something crazy. Last week, me and my mother and my stepfather, we went to this thing that's going on in Toronto for, how long? As for like the summer, a couple months. It's at the mall. It's at Yorkdale Mall. There is no Yorkville Mall. Yorkdale Mall. And it's called the Office Experience. And I went there. Okay. Sabrina, I'm going to send some pictures to you, okay? I am. And if I didn't do it, this is my sign to you to let me know that I forgot and then you can remind me because I probably fucking forgot. Cuz I'm an idiot, okay? Also everyone comment below, spam the comments with W Sabrina. Best podcast editor in the game, dude. W podcast editor, I'll say it, but it's called the Office Experience, okay? You go there, you pay or whatever, you walk in, and they completely, there's like facts and shit about the office, there's like props from the movie, a lot of photo ops, like there's the parking lot of the, there's like, they rebuilt the parking lot kind of with like all the parking spaces, they got everything, they got like, this is the amount of times they fucking said, that's what she said in the show, and you're like, that's crazy that they counted that. And then the main thing, the main part of this whole thing is they rebuilt the office. They rebuilt the office from the office. So it's like you, you know, there's the desk. You can like sit there and you're like, it's like, hey, I'm Pam. Or you can sit there and be like, hey, I'm Jim. And they got all the little Easter eggs. Like you pull out the drawer in Dwight's desk and it's a stapler in Jell-O. And you're like, I remember that in the episode that I saw one time. You know, it's pretty cool, actually. Like I'm being a little sarcastic, but it was actually fucking sick, okay? because I was a big fan of The Office when it was on, when it was airing. Okay, I was one of the guys who was watching while it was airing. Okay, I remember seeing the finale and it was a big deal for me and everybody else. Okay, but I was one of the OGs. Okay, but what I had this like epiphany when I was there. It was like, I think The Office fans and like Potterheads are the exact same breed. You know what I mean? Like, what are Office fans even called? Because like Harry Potter fans, you're a Potterhead, right? What are Office fans? Fucking off. No, I think they're just millennial. I think the term for Office fan is just millennial. Okay, I think that's what that is. And by far, that was the most millennial thing I've ever fucking done, is go to the Office experience to be like, I'm literally Jim. Yeah. And Jenna is my Pam. And her name's, and the actress's name is Jenna. Holy shit, dude. Yo. What if I change my name to fucking John just to be like that? Yes, she's, her name's Jenna. My name's John. Just like Jim and Pam. It's crazy. Biggest Office fan would do that. But no, they're the same breed, you know? Potterheads and millennials, Office fans. It's just like, because like, yeah, Harry Potter, it's cool, you know? I like the movies, you know? J.K. Rowling's a fucking weirdo. But, you know, I grew up watching the movies. I love them, right? I also grew up watching The Office, you know? But like the diehards, dude, like the diehard fucking fans of The Office and shit and Harry Potter. Harry Potter's a like Potterheads are a little more gnarly. Like they'll dress up as like they'll wear like a fucking like robe, like a fucking like a Slytherin robe. They're like, yeah, I was sorted here, and you're like, okay, you're also 32. All right, so you weren't sorted anywhere. How about you sort your life out? How about that? How about you sort out your employment? Okay. Every Potterhead is unemployed. Okay, that's the one difference. Dude, literally, that is the one difference between Potterheads and Office fans. Is the Office fans are employed? They have jobs. Literally, they have jobs, and Potterheads are just like, I just got sorted into Gryffindor. I had a let's go snack on some ziggly boops. Wingardium Leviosa. God, I'm so bored with my life. I need a job, I wish. That's what they all say. But it was fun as shit, dude. I had a good time. Me and my mom had a blast. And my stepdad, he was chilling, you know. We all had a blast, dude. We had a good time. It was nice. So this is not sponsored, by the way. it's not sponsored by this show, The Office. But, you know, it was fire. I loved it, dude. All right, what should we get into first? Okay, we could do some topical shit, all right? Some topical news that's been going on. So there's this thing that It's a common theme on the podcast where I'll have my weekly meeting with Shun, my friend Shun. He's great. He's also the producer of this podcast. He works really hard. He helps me with the topics and things to talk about. You know, we workshop. We do bits. It's a lot of fun. Okay, it's a good part of the week. It gets us going. It gets me excited for the podcast. And we have this thing that we do when we're like, we don't have any ideas to talk about, right? We have nothing new to really talk about or discuss. Because the only thing that was like topical was like Lance Reddick died. And we're like, okay, well, that's not fun to talk about, obviously. It's fucking sad. So we do this thing where we just Google Machine Gun Kelly, see what he's up to. And usually it's goofy as hell. Literally without fail. Say what you want about that guy, but he is a well of content, okay? And I am And I got a big, I got the longest straw in the world. And I have the longest straw in the world. It's so long, it's insane. It's a technical feat, okay? And I'm dipping it down the MGK well, and I'm slurping it up, okay? Sucking at MGK's teat, all right? Because he's always doing silly shit, and he's always getting dunked on, and his life seems to be just L after L. Machine Gun Ellie, dude. And this is what happened. This is new shit that's going on in MGK world. Well, first off, I think Megan Fox. I was going to say MG Fox. Well, there's an M and a G in her name, right? Okay. Just literally misgendered MGK. Okay, MGK and Megan Fox. They broke up. L. Well, W for Megan. But, you know, L for Machine Gun. And the new L that the newest L that he has taken is Machine Gun Kelly and Mod Son. Is it spelled like that? Mod Son? S-O-N? I thought it was Son. Yeah, it's S-U-N. Hey, Loudwire. Yes, do a little bit of research. Also, man, news, you know? Just, man, news sites. Loudwire. K. Okay, man. What website is this? Tune in to Loudwire. We got all your fucking hip-hop and rock and roll news. And you're like, who is this for? Okay, Machine Gun Kelly, Mod Son, named worst directors at the Razzies. Dude, you don't know what the Razzies are? They're like the Oscars, but for bad movies. And Machine Gun Kelly and Mod Son, they got worst directors for their movie. What's it called? Good Morning? Machine Gun Kelly and Mod Son both took home the award for Worst Director at the 43rd Annual Razzie Awards for their work in Good Morning. The film follows movie star London Clash, MGK, after he wakes up to what he believes is a breakup text from the love of his life. The storyline just goes downhill from there. Dude, it's so funny to have 43 of these awards. Like, 43 years ago, these couple of dickheads were like, we should just fucking make fun of these movies that we don't like. That's awesome. Good Morning received a whopping 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, with critic Matt Conway of Battle Royale with Cheese. Okay, man. Case in point, dude. News sites, you know? What the fuck is Battle Royale with Cheese? You guys hear what I'm fucking saying? That's just some fucking blog. Battle Royale with Cheese. Here are my thoughts. Shut up. They wrote, the overwhelming lack of cohesion should not be too shocking considering Kelly and Son wrote the film in a mere few days. Kelly and Son's directorial approach is similarly listless. Aside from a few clever artistic flourishes, their production values lack competence and an attractive creative vision. Enough with these words. You know what I mean? Enough with these big words. Oh, Jared Leto got worse actor for Morbius. Wow. Dude, just L after L, dude. Also, speaking of L's with MGK and Mod Son, did you see that shit with Avril Lavigne, dude? Avril? What's good? What happened? Avril? What happened to you? Turn into a fucking gossip podcast right now, dude. Dang. Avril Lavigne. So Avril Lavigne, this is T, all right? This is the fucking TMZ. This is the fucking TMZ corner, all right? And that's T, as in like spilling tea, all right? TMZ. Mod Son and Avril were dating. They're engaged. They were engaged to be wed, all right? And then, out of nowhere, Avril Lavigne starts dating Tyga. Whack City, bitch. Whack City, bitch. That's whack as hell. I mean, sure, if she's not happy, then leave and find someone new. But that sucks for that guy. And then right on top of that, he's like, oh, okay. And dude, I've seen videos of him on TikTok, like, still touring, singing songs that feature his ex-fiance. He's got to, like, hear her voice and shit. And he's, like, singing these heartbreaking songs. Dude, that must suck so hard. And then, to get the worst director award, damn. That's got to sting, dude. That's got to fucking sting. Dude, the worst director. Whoa. After getting dumped. Like, yeah, you couldn't. And this wasn't even about the movie. You just couldn't direct your relationship in the right direction, okay? You couldn't steer your. You couldn't be a good director for your fucking. Your relationship, dude. Movie was great. We loved it. It was just you got owned by Tyga, dude. You got pwned. Avril Lavigne thanks man who changed my life after Mod Sun split. Dude. Avril Lavigne and Tyga seen hugging after dinner, dude. Like it's middle school, bro. I mean, that sucks, man. Regardless, I don't listen to Mod Sun. I never heard his music. Oh, his real name is Derek. That was the second Derek that she was engaged to in her life, right? Was Avril? Were they married? Yeah, they were. Dude, that's crazy. Avril Lavigne and Derek Whibley from Sum 41, they were married. And then Avril Lavigne was like, all right, fuck that, Derek. Time for a new Derek. I've had it with that, Derek. It's time to get a new Derek. Dude, imagine. That'd be the shittiest thing. Imagine it was like that was right after. If it was the fucking Mod Sun and Tyga situation, but it was Derek Whibley to Mod Sun. Dude, if your fiance, like if your name was like if your fiance left you for a different guy, but the guy has the same name as you, man. It's like, what? So he is literally better than me. He's the better Kyle. Perfect. Dude, that would suck. Oh my God. But that's the second Derek that she was engaged to. Maybe that's why she broke it off. Okay, what is Tyga's real name? Michael. Okay. She's been with not to fucking harp on her love life, but what an interesting, roster of boyfs, you know? Hey, shout out to Avril, dude. You seen that, her first album? Fire. Second album? Fire. The rest of it? Just okay. You seen that conspiracy theory where everyone thinks she's, like, dead? And there's, like, a different girl pretending to be her? I should start doing weird shit. I should start doing weird shit and, like, you know, putting, like, a freckle somewhere where it never was every day. So people will be like, I think Curtis died. And a guy named Derek fucking replaced him. Can we start that rumor? Can we gaslight the internet into thinking no, don't do that. Don't do that. Because I just thought about it in my head, and I'm like, I feel like that would snowball so fast. And guys, I'll be honest, I don't remember anything I fucking say in these episodes or my videos. Once they're done, once I say them, they're gone. Okay? They're like birds. The things I say are like birds, man, that I'm nursing. The things that I say are like birds that I'm nursing. Okay? Because I'm just like, okay, there you go. And I never see them again. I don't know what happens to them. I hope they live. Maybe they run into a fucking window. I don't know. But when I say them, they're gone. And it sucks because people, this happened literally the other night. When I was at my friend Freddie's show, friend of me also, Freddie Dredd, I was at his concert in Toronto. And then I was talking to someone there who, you know, is a fan. And they're super cool, super nice. And then they quoted something to me from my videos. I was like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, sorry, it's from your video. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, fuck. It's embarrassing, man. So, no, we're not going to gaslight people into thinking that I am not the current guy. It is me. I'm Curtis. How long? I guess we'll know when that. Okay. How long have we been going? What fucking time is it? Okay, almost 30 minutes. That should turn off at any time now, at any moment. All right, we'll go on to the next topic. Some crazy YouTuber news for the PooTube segment. This is where we talk about my PooTube segment. Let's do the change of subject, okay? I'm fucking all over the place, dude. All right. So the PooTube segment is a segment where I talk about some current YouTuber news. And we just, and I give you my hot take on it, all right? I give you my hot, steamy take, all right? So, big drama, big YouTube drama going on. So, there's this side of YouTube where it's like finance videos. Like, people will be like, top 10 ways to buy a house. And they're like, number one, take out a small loan of $1 million. And it's like, okay, well, this is not for me. Step two, buy literal entire apartment buildings. Step three, renovate every single unit in there with gray floors and white paint and nothing else. Number four through six, make a bunch of money. Money. That is every finance YouTuber is Mr. Krabs. They go, SpongeBob me Bob. Or SpongeBob me boy. What does he say? That was a pretty good one. SpongeBob. What is this podcast? Dude, this is doing the fucking Mr. Krabs for a while. And there it goes. The camera turned off. So if you just give me 1 second, I'm going to stand up. And fucking press the button. And the battery's almost out. Okay. So there's this, yeah, the theory, sorry, the category on YouTube is finance YouTubers. There's people who are like, you know, they give advice, they give like stock market shit, they do like investing tips. And I've watched like a few of them, but like I feel like it's tough to really trust any of them because it is important, you know, being smart with your money. Saving what you can for the future, retirement and all that. Like, it's very important, right? And it's something I worry about with a job like this. When you're self-employed, especially when I first started, I was like, I got to figure out what's going on with like money and stuff. It was very stressful. And I would watch these YouTubers and every time I'd be like, I don't know, this doesn't make sense. I don't know if it's real, you know? So then, obviously, I just have someone to just, like, I talked to someone who is, like, has a degree in shit in real life, and I was like, what do I do? And, you know, so a financial advisor, basically, I recommend anyone should just go do that, because it helps out a lot. That's my advice. That's my financial advice, is fucking go talk to someone who knows what they're talking about. And can give you advice tailored to you and your situation. And the thing that I couldn't like trust about these people is that like they would do sponsorships for like shady shit sometimes. Like it felt weird that they were doing it. It was like the investing app. What was it? I don't know. Some fucking like the established titles, a lot of them did that shit. Another one a lot of these YouTubers did was FTX, which was like a crypto thing. And if you want me to explain it to you what FTX and crypto is, come on. We all know it. And you know that I know it. And it's just like it'd be pointless for me to try to explain it to you in my own words because, you know, what's the point, you know? We all know. So FTX fucking went under. Like, it was pretty much like scamming people. And they lost a bunch of money. Fucking Kevin O'Leary was like a big FTX guy. He lost a shit ton of money. I think they had like a... Didn't they have like a fucking Super Bowl commercial or some shit? Like, they had a bunch of money when they lost it all. They're all fucked. People lost a ton of money. And a bunch of YouTubers did a bunch of FTX, like, brand deals in their videos. And now, dude, big news. Popular finance YouTubers who hyped crypto company FTX are being sued. YouTubers are getting sued, man. Those named in the $1 billion class action lawsuit, including Meet Kevin, Graham Stephan, dude. In November, after investors rushed to withdraw their funds from FTX, fearing that it was on the verge of collapse, the company declared bankruptcy. And founder Sam Bankman-Fried stepped down as CEO. It later emerged that the crypto exchange had been moving customer money into Alameda Research, a crypto hedge fund owned by Bankman-Fried. Yeah. That's the dude that people trusted all of their money with. This guy. And if you didn't watch any of this shit, all the like news coverage was like, he's unorthodox. He's a little different. He's kind of weird. Yeah. He gets up at 11 a.m. He sleeps in. And he has pizza for every meal. And he's also scared of the wind. And you're like, what does that even mean? What are you saying? What are you telling me about this man? I don't care. It's like the most random shit about him. He has 39 pairs of socks. And also, an upside down dog. And you're like, how? So yeah. A bunch of YouTubers getting fucking sued for $1 billion, dude. That sucks. Dude, imagine getting sued. Yo, that would suck. Just like getting a letter or like a phone call being like, yeah, you're getting sued. Man. L. That would be an L, massive L. And you come in for your fucking court hearing, the judge would be like, well, L. L defendant, L plaintiff, L jury, W bailiff, W judge, W crowd, W law, L recess. No, W recess, actually. Dude, Gen Z judges be like, W recess. Hold on. Let me do that one more time. This is coming from a millennial. No, this is coming from a millennial. This is coming from a millennial, okay? Gen Z judges be like, W recess. Bring in the dancing lobsters. You guys ever watched the Amanda Show? I am almost 30 years old. Yeah, dude, it's just crazy that, like, YouTubers are getting held accountable for this shit, you know? That's crazy, man. And $1 billion, too? Is that like a collective thing? Like, they'd all have to chip in? All the YouTubers have to chip in to, like, do the 1 billion? They just do another sketchy brand deal? They're fucking set, right? Because those finance YouTubers, they make, like, so much money, dude. I remember I watched one. He was, like, breaking down what I make in a month. And he's like, I made 700 grand last month. It's fucking crazy, man. Of course, it's easy for those guys to give financial advice, you know? The richest guys ever. You know what I mean? Just put away half your money. That's what? A couple mil? You're fine. And just fucking moss with the rest of it. Just fucking kick it. What? What's the big deal? What's the fucking big deal? My bed is literally made of cash. All different currencies, too. And coins. My pillow is actually a pillowcase full of coins. It hurts. I'm in pain all the time. I wake up with a sore back and neck. But then I got a masseuse that massages me 24/7. So it cancels each other out. God, why am I stuffed up still, dude? Sorry about that. It's fucking disgusting. Feels like there's a baseball size thing of snot between my eyes. You know what I mean? That's my third eye. The third eye is snot, believe it or not. What are we at right now? What was that fucking four? What have I talked about? What have I fucking talked about? What is going to be the title of this fucking podcast? We need a title, dude. It's not going to be about MGK. I feel like I've done a lot. Ooh, maybe the Mod Sun Avril Lavigne one. Because I feel like the FTX thing is like played out a little bit. What do we think? I should not be doing this live on the podcast. I should be figuring this out before or later. But I feel like the FTX one, it's like, what could the title be? It could be like YouTubers, because I want to trick people into thinking that I'm going to get sued for $1 billion. YouTubers, what if it was just YouTubers are being sued for $1 billion? YouTubers sued for $1 billion. And then it's me, it's my face. I'm like, yeah, Sabrina, you got to use this one too. And I'm just like, huh? I'm just like, what? I'm just like, what the fuck? L lawsuit. Guess what lawsuit without L did? Or suit. Put me in a suit. Lawsuit? You mean the thing that lawyers wear every day? You mean the thing that lawyers wear every single day, Dad? I was going to look at fucking a bunch of bad Tinder combos, but we literally don't have time because that's going to be like a fucking 10-minute segment, dude. Or should I just fucking do it? I think I could just fucking do it. I think it's silly. I think it's silly. I've got a couple. I got a couple silly ones. All right, this is actually from... Dude, I got to talk about this on the bonus podcast. Next week on the bonus podcast... Because I'm not doing this week. We do every other week. We get a bonus one. I got to... You got to check out the Patreon. Because next week's bonus episode is going to be crazy. Because I had to talk about this. I have to talk about this. I found a 10-minute... I got an ad for a TikTok that is 10 minutes long. And I watched the whole thing. And I sent it to Danny, I sent it to Jacob, and both, we were all freaking out because it is the craziest, weirdest fucking video I have ever seen. And it was an ad, okay? And I need a whole, like, hour to talk about it. So how about for the next bonus episode, I'm going to do that, okay? So go fucking check out the Patreon, dude. That shit was fucking great. I just saw it here. I downloaded it because I had to. I feel like I should just, okay, fuck it. We'll do like 10 minutes of this. We'll read some of these out. This is from longtime citizens of Curtistown will recognize the Instagram account of Beam Me Up Soft Boy. Classic. They're still going at it. I might do a main channel like update on these, but we'll see. All right, these are a lot of screenshots from like Hinge profiles, Tinder profiles, some chat conversations, but okay. First one, you should not go out with me if you wear trousers or jeans. They are a working man's attire and are slovenly on women. What is slovenly? What's up with weird guys and having like the weirdest vocabulary, you know? Okay, messy and dirty. Dude, creeps have the fucking... Creeps say the longest words, you know? And that's the realest shit I've ever said. Weirdos say the longest fucking words, okay? So there's that's how you spot a red flag, a green flag. That's how you spot a good guy. If they don't use big words, they're awesome, okay? Homeboy comes through with a slovenly. Get him out of here. How do you even say that?
Slovenly.
Slovenly. Okay. They are working man's attire and are slovenly on women. I don't want a man. I want a feminine woman. Dress like a lady. Wear a dress. No matter where you go, wear a dress. Okay? Come on, ladies. Wear a dress everywhere you go. To the theme park. To the beach. Dude, it pissed me off when fucking, what's her name? Roberta Bondar? Hold on. Fact check. Dude, Roberta Bondar, dude, the Canadian astronaut. Dude, when she went to space in a fucking spacesuit, dude. Sorry. I don't want a man. It's him looking up, him seeing a picture of this woman in a spacesuit, being like, what the fuck, dude? A chick in a suit? You tell me you couldn't put a fucking skirt on her? You can put a fucking dress on? But she's in literal space? Dude, that's fucked up, dude. That's fucked up. Even Saturn's got a fucking skirt on. Well, you know, the rings around, it kind of looks like a skirt. The fuck? That's crazy, dude. You wear trousers or jeans? Also, yo, jeans are like, everybody wears jeans. That's such a weird thing. Be like, dude, she's not my type. She's wearing fucking jeans right now, dude. That's so weird, dude. All right, this is a text. This next one says, I just don't feel this. Sorry, it's like... I can't even fucking read that. I just don't feel this. Sorry. It's like this natural whine kind of a bitch attitude that isn't doing it for me. Dude. Natural whine kind of a bitch. What does that even mean? Honestly, that's me, dude. I'm a natural whine kind of a bitch. You're giving me you like wine, and that's mean to me. Like, what the fuck does that even... Dude, people just say whatever, dude. Dudes are crazy. And this is deceiving, because all these words are pretty short. So this is a red flag in disguise. This is a green flag, but you check the other side of the flag, and it's red. Okay, this someone responded to a picture of someone. They said, okay, I hope this doesn't come out rudely, but you kind of look like someone that would cry on a Food Network show if they made fun of your pastries, LOL. Damn, okay. That's actually a really solid chirp. That is a good beak. That is a fucking great roast on someone. Wow. Yo, straight, because, man, there is a type of person who looks like that. You know? You look like someone who can't take criticism. That stings, dude. And yeah, I feel like that would be me. I feel like if someone didn't like my food that I made on Chopped or something, or MasterChef or Top Chef or fucking hell, even Beat Bobby Flay, you know, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm crying immediately. Fuck all of you. I think it's pretty good. Fuck you, Bobby Flay. How about I beat the shit out of you, Bobby Flay? That'd be crazy. If someone got on the Beat Bobby Flay show, if you guys don't know Beat Bobby Flay is, Bobby Flay is a superstar celeb chef. Famous Bobby Flay, famous ginger chef Bobby Flay, and he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT, and he has a show called Beat Bobby Flay, where people they try to beat him at a cook-off with their signature dish, and usually Bobby Flay wins because he's the GOAT. But sometimes they do win. But it'd be crazy if someone came in and they didn't understand what the concept of the show was. And he walked up and he was like, all right. Start fucking feeding shots at Bobby Flay. Just punching him in the fucking head. Being like, what the hell? I didn't get... This guy understood the this guy misunderstood the show. He's like, yeah, I can't even fucking cook, dude. I'm beating the shit out of you. And I guess I... And they're like, yeah, I guess he won. I guess he fucking won that one. Pulls out a meat tenderizer and is like... Whoosh, whoosh. I said meat tenderizer and I didn't make a dick joke. So I think that, in itself, deserves a little round of applause. Okay? But yeah, I'd cry if someone made fun of my Patriots on Beat Bobby Flay. Okay. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's do... Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so I guess this is a... They responded to someone... I guess on Hinge or Tinder, you can put, like... There's, like, prompts, right? So this one is, what if I told you that? And they put, there's no such thing as good taste in music. And then someone responded, and they said... A dude responded, and they said, there's definitely good slash bad taste in music. Morals, truth, freedoms that are based on relevance of who's in charge. Do you invest in crypto at all? Dude, that's so funny. Like, no fucking segue into that at all. Actually, yeah, there is a... You can discern what is good, and also not me saying discern. That's a red flag right there. The word's a little bit too big. And I know it's two syllables, but you know what I mean. Some words don't have to be big to be big, you know? Some words do not have to be long to be big. Catch my drift. Do you invest in crypto at all? Because I run a YouTube channel that is very lucrative. and I'm never going to get sued. This was dated. Oh, dude. I don't even want to fucking read that. But I will. Rar X3 Nuzzles, how are you? Pounces on you. You're so warm. Notices you have a bulge. Someone's happy. Nuzzles your necky wecky.
Oh, dude.
Mer. Rubbies your bulgy wulgy. You're so big. Rubbies more on your bulgy wulgy. It doesn't stop growing. Kisses you and licks your neck. Daddy likes. Nuzzle wuzzle. I hope daddy likes. Wiggles butt and squirms. And then the next text after that is, hey man, how's it going? Dude, that's so funny, man. It's like, obviously that one, they thought was going to work. And they went full send on that one. They were like, yeah, let's do all of this shit. Rar nuzzles. Bulgy wulgy. And then when that didn't work, they were like, well, all right. Guess I'll just be a normal guy. Hey, man, what's up? How's it going? It's like, no, excuse me. I'm not going to act like you didn't just do all of that. Hey, man, what's up? That's so good, dude. No, you just said bulgy wulgy. You mean, how's it going? I'm disgusted. I'm appalled right now. I feel like we gotta end it on that one. Dude, holy shit. Bulgy wulgy, dude. Yuck. Okay. What are we fucking at right now? 51, dude. Come on, man. Chill out with the length. Chill out with that length, bruh. Come on. All right, well, shit. I'll wrap it up. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of this podcast. This was very, really good. Episode 213, I believe. If I'm wrong, then I guess, then I don't know. Then I'll be fucking embarrassed. But leave a comment, like it, subscribe. Okay, we're getting close to 500K. Or am I lying? What are we at right now? I should know by now. Yeah, we're less than 20K from 500K, dude. We're getting close, which is crazy. But yo, yeah, subscribe, tell your friends about it, check out the Patreon if you want to support, and yeah, man. Sponge boy me, Bob. Okay, see you later. Peace out.